All right. That's Ramona's 3 o'clock growl. By the way, the picture, I just looked at the picture that Morales referenced. Is Mason naked in
Definitely.
This picture?
He has to be. There's no other way around it.
No, he could have underwear on.
He says, I'm in a hot thermal river flowing straight out of a volcano in Costa Rica. And by the way, love the Patrick Beverley trade. He is a dirty dog defender that can set the tone for a Lakers team that wants to focus on defense. What is Mason's need to post news pictures of himself?
Well, now it's become a thing.
Yeah.
Because the last time he did this, we all were aghast, is the right word? Is aghast?
Yeah, that's the right word.
aghast at it, at the photo, and it was really good content for us for quite a while, and it always will be because we can talk about how he staged the photo, who took the photo, how long it took them to take the photo.
Right.
How many, like, were there mishaps in taking this photo? I mean, it's like when we do the body issue and the photographers are really good at getting the athletes to pose in certain ways where their leg is just very strategically crossed or the basketball is in a very perfect position to hold, to hide.
And why has my son liked this picture of Mason in the naked river?
I think that's a question for your son.
I think that, yeah.
Now that I think about it, I probably shouldn't like it. I should just do the eyeballs emoji or the, like, aghast emoji.
Right,
that should be the reply.
Right, so Mason likes the Patrick Beverley trade. I like the Patrick Beverley trade. And the main reason I like it is that the number one problem with the Lakers this past season was that they couldn't defend. Their defense completely let them down. They had to do something to improve defensively. They have gone out and got a guy who is a defense-first, annoying, on-the-ball defender. Ramona, you are not as high on this trade as I am. Why?
You got me coming around a little bit, but I'm more like, do it makes them better, yes, but I guess I was bullish on Talen Horton-Tucker. We had Brian Windhorst on earlier, and he felt the same way I did. He said it was just okay, makes them better, solid rotation piece, gives them some toughness, but maybe we're all distorted in the view we have of Talen Horton-Tucker. I think he's a pretty good player. I think he can develop into a player. Yes, he took a step backwards last year, but he's 20 or something, 21.
Yeah, he's still only 21.
Really young.
Yeah, he won a ring in 2020. And he was 19.
There's a reason they gave him that contract, and if he gets himself into a situation where he is now in Utah, where he's going to have the ball in his hands and he can develop, he seemed like a talented kid I think they'll regret trading eventually.
All right, so what are we getting in Patrick Beverley? We're getting a guy who's defense first, and in May, he actually spent, I believe it was 3 days, filling in on first take.
It felt like a week or two, because he had a lot to say.
Yeah, and so here he was when he was asked, I can't remember if this is Stephen A. or Max. He was asked if he was on the Lakers as currently constituted, could he help them win? And he didn't hold back at all. Here's Pat Beverley in May.
If I was a free agent and I played for the Lakers, I'm going to the playoffs, I'm going to the West Conference Finals.
So you believe if you were a member of the Lakers, they'd go to the Western Conference Finals? As presently constructed, or with the team as presently constructed, or would somebody have to go?
No, nobody goes. Exact same thing. Western Conference Finals. Because they have no one who's in no discredit to LeBron James. But he's doing so much. Who's the leader? They had success because there was a leader there. Rondo was there. At the time, he was the leader. Who's the leader? Who's telling LeBron, hey, LeBron, you got to be low man, bro. That ain't your help out. You got to X out. No one's telling them that. Mm. Not on a consistent basis.
Right. And Patrick Beverley's going to tell him that?
I'm going to tell everyone that.
Okay.
Because I want to win. Because it's not about me scoring 20. It's not about me having 15 dimes. I want to win. I want to beat everyone I play.
So this is exactly the type of guy you want on your roster. He was asked, you know, you heard him talking about LeBron there and how he would be willing to get in LeBron's face. He was asked, this was by Max, would you hesitate to play with LeBron at the end of his career like this? And here's what Pat Bev said.
Would you want to play with LeBron on these Lakers?
If I was a free agent?
Yes.
And if me and Minnesota didn't agree to
yeah,
a number?
Yeah, correct.
Yes.
You would?
Not even. I wouldn't even hesitate. Just to be able to play with a great like that, be able to pick his brain, be able to, you know, be a star in whatever role that I have, playing aside Russell Westbrook, fantastic. I mean, we couldn't ask for, and playing for the Lakers, couldn't ask for a better job.
So it's...
All right, so Ramona, he wants to be here. He's excited about being here, and I think he's going to be a defense-first guy. What's yeah. not to like?
It's not just the trade they made. It's what they didn't do. And I guess it depends on what else they could have gotten for Talen Horton-Tucker. And maybe
although
not
when
just...
Brian was on, yeah. when Windhorst was on, he said there was no market for THT.
Yeah, and it's surprising to me. I think he has a pretty manageable contract. He's a young player. There's a lot of teams that are rebuilding that can take chances like that. And then if it doesn't work out, he's got the kind of contract that gets folded into a lot of trades. Not too much, not too little, right? It's enough that you can bring somebody back that has more value. So I'm surprised that's his take on the market for THT. It's also just knowing how did his value around the league go down so much? It's because of the way they used him last year.
Well, and he needs the ball in his hands, yeah. and on this team he's going to eat third
right.
behind LeBron and AD, and for now behind Russ.
Yeah.
So
they
you
know
it's
disappointing to lose an asset like that who. They don't have many assets to use now to get anybody. And I think Pat will help them, though. So, like, are they better? The standard of a trade is, are they better today than they were yesterday? Yes, they're better. And it's not as big of a swing as they could have made, but maybe they're not done.
All right, a couple things I want to ask you about. With THT off the books, they now have enough cap space, theoretically, to sign Kyrie next year. If Kyrie wanted to come here next year, likely or unlikely something like that happens?
I'll always say unlikely because it's hard to get guys in free agency.
Right.
It just is. Mm-hmm. They're always incentivized to re-sign with their current teams. But I have always thought there was a spot for Kyrie in LA because I think he's going to have a really good year. I think teams are going to regret not trading for him. He's in a contract year when he's focused and on the right things. Which I think he will be. He seems like he's on his best behavior this summer. I can tell you behind the scenes, it seems like the people around him are focused on the right things right now. So I think he's going to have a bounce back year, and then the Nets will be in a position where they either have to let him go and walk for nothing or re-sign him.
The other thing that came up earlier this week was if the Lakers part ways with Russell Westbrook for whatever reason, they send him out in a trade. They decide they want to John Wall him and, you know, make him sit, whatever. Would it be smart to re-sign Dennis Schroeder? What do you think?
I'd do it. Isn't that crazy?
Bergman, like, what do you think about that?
Yeah, especially at a minimum. If you get him for a minimum, all in.
Yeah.
I didn't think he was that bad when he's here before.
No, he wasn't. He was not. I mean, look, the Celtics took off and started playing way better when they got rid of him. So that tells you something. He was obviously the wrong move for the Lakers the year they went out and traded for him.
Although they offered him an $84 million extension, yeah. and he turned it down.
Yeah. But he can play, and maybe he's been humbled from the experiences he's had. I don't know. In the position they're in, they have to take some chances. They did that with Dwight a few years ago, and it worked out really well.
Right. And I think yesterday they did it when they traded for Pat Bev. I think that they announced it this morning. But I think Patrick Beverley is going to be a very helpful addition for the Lakers. I hope I'm right. All right, coming up next, the latest on the Dodgers who just keep steamrolling people. We also have some Rams news coming up before we get to Game of Games later this hour. Bergman's game today, and if I win, I take the lead.
Ooh.
Because it's worth two.
It's worth two, right? So I still have a chance?
Oh yeah,
I got two this month.
Well, then
and I got a bunch of.
Then
and
you
I got
can tie for the
too.
Lead.
Yeah.
So big game coming up later.
I put
this
it out. Right towards Momo.
Excellent.
I knew it.
I didn't actually. I didn't.
Bastard. ESPN LA.
Picture this: you arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
All right, Mason in Ireland, Momo in for Mace this week, and the Dodgers just keep rolling. Listen to this. In their last 50 games, Dodgers are off today, and Greg, they open a series in Florida tomorrow
against the Marlins. Yes, against the Marlins. Okay.
Ramona, in their last 50 games, the Dodgers are 41-9.
Oh.
They have a 19.5 game lead in the NL West. 19.5 games. And their run differential for the season is now plus 275.
Oh, my gosh.
They've scored 275 more runs than they've given up. I mean, they're redefining dominance.
You want to hear another crazy thing about the run differential?
Yeah.
Since the All-Star break, they're plus 100.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, and that was, like,
was a month ago.
Right. I mean, come on. All right, so Bergman, you sent me this story, and I have a question for you. Okay.
Which story is it, so I know what we're talking about?
About stealing.
Yeah.
The Dodgers' success rate when they steal is 85%. 85%. The Dodgers have stolen 78, but this is from a couple days ago, so it might even be increased by now, but the Dodgers had 78 stolen bases while being caught just 14 times. They're on pace to steal 105, which would be their highest total since 2014 when they had D. Gordon and he was stealing a lot of bases. And Ramona, in the postseason, they're even better. They were 16 for 16 in the 21 playoffs and 31 for 32 in their last three postseasons. 97%. So, Greg, this may sound like a stupid question.
There are no stupid questions, John.
Why don't they steal more?
Because they pick and choose their spots. That's why they have such a high success rate. And they got dudes that are just so fast. Like, even Freddie Freeman is sneaky fast. Trey Turner, we all know, is one of the fastest players in the entire league. And then Cody Bellinger, very quick. Gavin Lux, very quick. And, like, again, Freddie Freeman, sneaky fast.
So, despite the 85% success rate and the 97% success rate in the postseason, stolen bases across the majors continue to drop. They had 2,400 in 2018. It was the lowest total since 1973, and it went down farther in 2019 and 2021. Included in the 9 full seasons with the lowest steals total in the last 50 years are all 6 of the full seasons that were played between 2015 and 2021. So, in other words, Greg, it's fewer and fewer teams are even trying to steal. But if you told me I got an 85% chance of taking that base, I'm going to run a lot more.
I mean,
I'm going to make the other team uncomfortable and make them try and throw me out. I don't understand why, with this speed the Dodgers have on the bases, they're not stealing 3-4 times every game.
It's a very analytics-driven thing, right, Momo? Where
they go when the numbers tell them to go.
Yes, exactly. And it's also, it's not worth a potential out. If you get out at second base, you're wasting an out. So in the analytics world, they're saying don't do that. Get as many outs as you possibly
can. The reason it's 85% is because they run in the absolute most favorable circumstances.
Well, think about this, to Greg's point.
With running hits, hitting
going
runs,
into Monday, all right, so today's Thursday. So going into Monday, Trey Turner was 20 of 22. Cody Bellinger, 11 for 13. Mookie Betts, 11 for 12. Freddie Freeman 10 for 12.
I forgot Mookie somehow. Yeah, there's speed.
How many did Chris Taylor have?
How about this?
He was injured a
Justin
little bit.
Turner,
yeah,
the slowest Dodgers regular position player, is 10 for 10 since 2018.
Picking and choosing
spots. Austin Barnes, 9 for 10. I mean, it's almost every time they go. I would just love to see him run more. I think it would make like a ton of sense, and it could be, you know, who knows? They're going to be heavy favorites to win the World Series anyway, but it could be the difference between them winning and losing in a short series.
And Momo, Chris Taylor is 8 of 9.
Yeah,
this year. Yeah,
yeah. Those are your Dodgers with speed. Yeah, I think they just go in the absolute perfect conditions. Like I was not a good base healer. I should have been way better.
Yeah, because you were fast.
I was fast. I just wasn't good at it. I don't know what it is. There's something about I would either go too early and then I get called for leaving early. Because in softball, you can leave early. Or I would overcompensate on the leaving early. Or I'd do some kind of crazy hook slide that took longer than it should have and yada, yada, yada.
Okay.
There's just some people who like know how to steal bases and others who are just fast.
Well, I think that Dodgers should run more. So let me get this in. The 2023 Major League Baseball schedule came out yesterday.
Yeah.
So next year's schedule. All right. I'm just going to tell you some tweaks they're doing. Some things are making different. You guys tell me whether good or bad. Opening day is going to be on March 30th, and all 30 teams are going to play on opening day. Something or nothing.
I think that's something. I generally like that, yeah, because I think it sucks when you have to wait 4 or 5 days. Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes, which does happen.
Teams will play a more balanced schedule. Instead of playing 76 games within the division, teams are now going to play 52 games in the division to further balance the level of competition around the league. And this is a huge change. Every MLB team will have at least one series against the other 29 teams in baseball. So it may have been 4 or 5 years since the Dodgers have played the Yankees. Next year, they're going to play everybody.
Oh, that's interesting. That's a really big change.
At least one. Previously, teams played 20 interleague games per season.
Yeah.
The figure is 46 next year. And no more beating up on your weak division mates because the schedule's now balanced across the board. They're going to honor not only Jackie Robinson next year, but Roberto Clemente. There's going to be a they're going to decide anybody who has a Puerto Rican descent can wear number 21 on Roberto Clemente Day. I think that's kind of cool. The final day of the season is October 1st. That's earlier than normal.
Yep.
This year, by comparison, is October 5th. But, like, for example, this year we know that the baseball playoffs are going to bleed into November. Remember we had the potential work stoppage situation at the start of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Game 4 of the 2022 World Series, the World Series from this year, will take place November 1st. So
that's
we're going to have November baseball this year, but next year they're going to dial it back and try and get it all in October.
Good. I don't like November baseball, especially. I mean, it's okay out here in LA, but even that, do you remember a couple, I think it was last year, the Dodgers played the Giants, and it was so cold and windy in the middle, in that game 3, maybe? Game 4-ish?
Right.
It was in October. I mean, it's already getting cold here, and have you ever covered a game at Yankee Stadium in late October?
Yeah.
Frigid.
Yep.
It just changes the game when it's cold like that.
So those are all part of the baseball changes, but I don't know who's beating the Dodgers. They are just so dominant. And I know in the playoffs it's a crapshoot, and the Dodgers don't have all their pitching. They're not going to have Walker Buehler. They may not have Kershaw. They're obviously not going to have Trevor Bauer.
Mm-hmm.
But
Trevor Bauer.
I think they've got enough. I just think that they're...
They keep bringing him up, but he's not going to be around.
Right.
But anywhere for a long time.
Well, yeah. But
for like
he was
2 years.
He was the highest paid player on the team until he got suspended.
But he's not
all right.
There.
Coming up next, Aaron Donald did something today at practice that may get him into some trouble. We'll tell you what it was as the Rams get ready to play the Bengals in a Super Bowl rematch in Cincinnati this weekend. And then still to come, Game of Games. It's Bergman's game today. He can't win, but if I win, I pass him and take the lead. So it's a big game for me. Game of Games coming up before the end of the hour. Mason and Ireland, ESPN LA.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, Mason in Ireland, Momo's here. She's filling in for Mace this week. And Ramona, this weekend in the final NFL preseason game of the year, we got a Super Bowl rematch. Rams and Bengals, unlike the last game, which was played at SoFi, this one's going to be in Cincinnati, and it'll be the final preseason game for both teams.
Is anyone playing?
Not for the Rams. Okay, they never do. But here's something that happened today, and I want you to tell me if we should all be concerned. The Rams are back in Cincinnati doing joint practices with the Bengals leading up to the game. Zach Taylor, the coach of the Bengals, used to be Sean McVay's quarterback coach. So they're friends, and they were on the same staff. And so a few fights have broken out. And one of the fights today that broke out got pretty ugly. And in that, Aaron Donald repeatedly started swinging his helmet at Bengals players before getting thrown to the ground. Now, the reason why I think this might be something and nothing, remember when Myles Garrett used his helmet as a weapon, they wanted to set an example and make sure it never happened again. They suspended him for 6 games. Now, Aaron Donald's the best defensive player in the league. But this is on video. You can see it clear as day. He's swinging his helmet as a weapon. Is there a chance he misses the opener?
I haven't seen it get that kind of buzz yet on like social media or the news or things like that. But like you're right. It's a good comparison with Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett did that on Monday Night Football.
Right. And Mason Rudolph had his helmet off. And Myles Garrett was trying to hit a guy without a helmet, with a helmet as a weapon. You know, the line somebody said was, could have seriously injured or killed him. They set an example out of him. But Aaron Donald was using his helmet as a weapon today. Should the Rams be worried?
I don't think they'll do anything about it because it's preseason and we only know about it because it was on video. It was a practice, not a game. Fights happen in practice a lot. So I think he gets away with this one, but we'll see. Let's see what happens with the story. A lot of times the NFL doesn't do something about it or anything in life. They don't do anything about it unless it becomes something. Like if it gets a buildup.
I'm watching the video of it. There's about 30 seconds of it and it's not good. Aaron Dunn gets shoved to the ground and he gets up and he is, I'd be surprised. I don't think they'll suspend him necessarily for the opener, but I could see him getting fined for this.
Yeah.
I could see him, you know, having to write a check to get out of this. Now, the other thing that happened, we were talking to Travis about why you should always be nice to everybody you come across earlier. And Travis doesn't want to be a good neighbor. He thinks that Travis's idea of being nice is keeping to himself and staying out of the way. Here's an example of why you should be nice to everybody all the time. Did you see who the Rams hired today?
Mm-mm. Oh.
Jay Gruden, John's brother. And you might say, well, why would the Rams hire Jay Gruden, who's out of football? And Sean McVay said, quote, "You guys know how close Jay has been to me. He's been such an instrumental part of my coaching career, huge mentor. So he's going to help us out in a consulting role. Mm. He's a guy I rely on heavily and always have, whether he is rocking the Rams blue or not." Gruden and McVay were both on the staff of Gruden's brother John with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in 2008.
Yep.
Then McVay served on Jay Gruden's staff as offensive coordinator in Washington from 2014 until he was hired by the Rams after the 2016 season. So, Ramona, you never know. Jay, you know, worked last year in Jacksonville. He was the offensive coordinator for Urban Meyer, but that whole thing was a disaster, and he got let go. But that's why you never know where somebody's going to be 10 years from now. You know, and where you get an opportunity to.
I was just talking about this career-wise. Like, there's so many jobs, John, where, like, have you ever gotten mad and been in a professional situation and thought, like, I'm going to say something about that. I'm going to stick up for myself. I'm going to call that boss and tell him what's what.
Yeah. If I ever do think that, I talk myself out of it in about 30 seconds.
So, or so you write that email and don't send it.
Oh, I have about 20 of those.
Yeah. Yeah. There's so many times I have gotten either that mad or that worked up about something, and I always get to the end of the email and I never send it. And right. I just the other day I had one that I'm like, wow, I'm so glad I did not tell that guy.
If I ever write an email like that, I always show it to somebody that doesn't have skin in the game.
Yes.
Like, I'll show it to Lisa or I'll show it to Mason.
Yeah.
And the thing that obviously comes back a lot is, well, I think you wrote it when you were mad.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you just need to write it. It's important to write it. But, like, most of the time when you do that, especially in the field that you work in, it's a small world and it comes back around. Things just come back around. This is not anonymous. You don't just go move to a new town and forget about all the people you know. It's just better left unsaid.
Yeah, and particularly with written stuff that, what's the old line? You're just giving them something to hoist you on your own petard.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you never know. It's a good idea not to send anything in writing. But it'll be interesting to see if Aaron, number one, if there's a fallout with Aaron Donald swinging his helmet. And number two, I think we're getting to the point with the NFL preseason where it's just unnecessary. The Rams don't play anybody.
Yeah.
I don't think most teams play people, and they say, well, what about guys at the end of the roster trying to win a job? You can win a job in practice.
Yeah.
College teams don't have a preseason.
If anything,
and college football, like, you don't think Alabama and Ohio State and Clemson are a big deal? They don't have preseason games.
Yeah.
I just don't think we need it. I think it's a ripoff to the fans. Sean McVay hasn't played a good player in the preseason in 5 years.
How many games do they have now? Three. So,
well, why do you need any?
You don't. I think it's just for the third or fourth place fourth string guys, and at this point, and most of the, like, Aaron Donald's out practice today practicing against the Bengals. Guarantee you that practice was pretty heated,
right?
They got all the work they need to get in.
They said they had multiple incidents where they had to break people up.
Yeah, they got all the work they needed in those practices.
And then that final game will be is it Friday night or Saturday night that the Rams are playing?
Saturday night.
And then that's it, right? After that, it's the opener against Buffalo
a week
Thursday.
Well, there'll be a week off, and then they'll play on Thursday,
Yeah, which I think it's going to be an unbelievable game. That's a great opener. Bills at Rams to raise the Super Bowl banner. And, you know, I think Buffalo's as good as anybody in the NFL this year. And remember, the last time they were on the field was that shootout with Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, where they came up short. But I have no idea who's going to win that game.
If I'm Cincy, I'm kind of annoyed. Like, they actually went to the Super Bowl last year.
Right.
And just because the Bills are seen as a better team, or maybe they should have gone to the Super Bowl last year, they get the big primetime. Like, this should be a rematch of the Super Bowl. That's usually what this is, right?
Yeah, a lot of years, yeah. But I would rather see Bills-Rams
that's what people want to see.
Than Bengals-Rams, wouldn't you?
Of course. That's what. Yeah, but, like, if you're Cincy,
give the people what they want. Come on. It seemed, and by the way, I don't even know if Cincinnati's going to win that division this year.
No.
I would probably lean Baltimore or Pittsburgh. It just seems to me that's.
Yeah, it was a fluky kind of thing.
Right. That they got hot and Joe Burrow got hot right at the right time of the season. Now, are the Chiefs a lock in your opinion to win the AFC West?
They lost a lot of guys.
Yeah. I think the Chargers are going to be better.
Well, I thought we agreed the Raiders are going 17-0.
Wait a minute. I thought we have to go. Well, so we go 17-0, we'll get a bye. 20-0 wins us the Super Bowl.
Got it.
You know, have you noticed the Raiders in the preseason?
What about them?
Never lost. Undefeated in the preseason.
Yeah.
So, you know, somebody today, I was at the golf course and somebody came up to me and said, so Raiders, I go, look at the record. Undefeated. Josh McDaniels, even though he took all the plays from New England and forgot to change the name.
That is giving me a lot of pause.
I'm undefeated. Never lost.
Never lost. Raiders have not lost. I'm just pointing that out. Now, the games don't mean anything, but there you go. All right, coming up next is Game of Games. Now,
let's go.
This Game of Games is going to be very important. It's Bergman's game, so he can't win. Bergman and I are very competitive when it comes to Game of Games. I'm down 4-3. Now, Momo, you have two.
Yeah. Today's, legit two.
So the way this works is, for the last 5 days of any month, to give the people in the back a chance to catch up, points are doubled. And today is day one of the last 5 days of the month. We have shows today, tomorrow, and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. Right now, the standings are, and this is the closest month we've ever had, Bergman 4, Ireland 3, Momo 2, Jacob 2, Laura 1, Beto 1, Jorge 1, Funch 1, Pepe 1, Tyler 1. Anyway, Tyler, did you win while I was gone?
I did win while you were gone.
Impressive. Was that the first time you ever played?
First time? Well, no, I've played twice.
Okay, but you're batting 500?
That was my first dub.
Okay.
Hey, who are you missing on there, though? If you're looking at that whole list, who's missing?
Does Mason have no points?
Wow.
Not one.
I think didn't he get shut out last game?
He got close to getting shut out.
Yeah, it was really close to a shutout for Mason.
Yeah, so he has 3 days next week. I don't think anybody's ever taken the collar for a month.
For a month? Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Do we call it a Curtis still?
We could. There was this guy that worked here named Curtis, and then he just kind of got up and left. But he was
That's exactly what happened. He just got up and left.
Literally.
The game made him quit?
Yeah. Well, no. Wow. Like, one day he was – Greg does a schedule, and one day he was scheduled to work, and he called in and goes, yeah, I'm leaving.
I can't win Game of Games.
Just
so
didn't
I'm out.
Show. Just didn't show up. Was just gone. It was like, where are you?
So we when anybody ever falls flat on their face, we call it a Curtis. As a tribute to him just
walking out. And we wonder why he left,
Yeah.
Call that a courtesy.
Yeah. Now, according to the rules of the woman at Wimbledon, Curtis could sue us for besmirching his name then now that he's not here. So I guess we should probably be a little bit more careful.
We'll award him 700 beers.
All right. Or at least one from the rugby tournament that Michael Roth brought us.
Have you ever watched rugby?
Rugby do you
fans?
Have any details on what this is that Michael Roth, who runs AEG, just came down here and gave us a big gift basket.
Gave us a meat pie.
There's a meat pie because there's some type of Australian world rugby tournament coming here.
It's basically an Olympic preview because the U.S. is supposed to be pretty good now
in rugby.
And it's at the Dignity Health Sports Park this weekend.
Which is AEG owned.
Right?
Yeah.
And there's 16 teams, France, South Africa, Australia, Canada. Fiji apparently is one of the favorites. Argentina and the U.S. are some of the main teams.
Why they put Fiji water in that gift basket?
Yeah, Fiji water, which I drink all the time. I don't know all that much about who's good in rugby, but I do know that it's Australia and Fiji are really good. Usually New Zealand's really good and South Africa's really good. And there's a bar in the valley. I'll give a shout out to I always love the 818 shout outs. It's called the Springbok. Have you ever been there?
No.
Yes, I have been there.
Yes,
that was a long time ago.
Springbok, all right? Yeah. So when I was at the Daily News, I did a story once on the big rugby world championships were happening down in Australia, and the Springbok is a South African bar. And
well, I thought it was a team. It's a bar?
Yeah, it's the name of the bar is the Springbok, but it's the name of the South African team, I think.
Okay.
And I went out, and they basically live-streamed the games, and it was like 3 in the morning. So, like, they get a huge
why not?
Rugby
That's
crowd.
What I say.
And the food there is like, you know those Foster's commercials where it'd be like, it's Australian for beer, right?
Yeah.
Like the food there
was
like,
Momo.
It was all right. I can do Australia. So you have like, they bring you like, I'll have the chicken, and it's like the most gigantic chicken you've ever seen. You're like, is this an emu or a chicken? I mean, it's so, the food is really good. It'd be like 3 in the morning watching rugby and drinking beer.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, so Greg, who all is playing in Game of Games?
All of us and Shidano.
Okay, are Tyler and Jorge playing?
If they want to.
Okay, so Tyler, Jorge, Momo, Ireland, and Sedano. And it's coming up next. Game of Games, Bergman's Game, ESPN LA. All right, here we go. We got that sponsor in there a couple of times.
Yeah, getting a lot for his money today.
Okay, so we're playing game of games.
He's still new. It's okay.
It's okay.
All right, so
it's on loop.
Okay, should we have Tyler play or did we put
no,
too much on his plate?
He's lost
okay.
his spot.
So he's
sorry,
out.
Tyler.
So it's Jorge, Ramona, me, and is Serrano there?
Serrano.
Serrano, are you there? All right, so we'll just play with three of us.
No, he's here. Jorge, can you help out?
Hello?
Yeah, there
you go. George.
I was going to say I've been here.
Well,
Tyler, minus 1,000, bro.
Yeah, we have a trainee situation going on here, George. All right, so it's Briones, Ramona, me, yeah. and Sedano. Bergman, yeah. what's the game?
The game. There are a bunch of good birthdays today, so I will give you a fact about someone. You have to tell me who it is. Name
right.
is your buzzer.
Name is your buzzer. All right, here
All
we
right.
go. Four
there you
of
go.
Us. Yep, let's do it.
All right, for the first one, she has three children with her actor husband. She is also an actor and was in the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Ireland.
Sit down. Ireland.
Blake Lively.
Blake Lively is the right
it's
answer.
It's her birthday today.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah, well,
they're
all
that was
birthdays.
Hence,
yeah, I know.
Hence the birthday game. glad you're paying
I know because,
attention.
Yes. You know, well, I was like trying to get on. I was yelling. I didn't hear what the description of the show was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
I've been
okay,
there.
All right,
okay.
1-0.
All right, so number two. This actor died at the age of 90 in 2020. He won the Oscar for Best Supporting Actor in 1987, and it's his only
Sedano.
One. Sedano.
Sean Connery.
Sean Connery
Dang,
is the
that.
Right answer.
Wow, very
Dang,
good,
I
George.
I should have buzzed in earlier. Dang it. I was like waiting because I was like,
how
I might be able to
how
think
many
this
of these
one through.
Do you have, Greg?
I have seven in a
okay.
tiebreaker.
Okay. Oh, come on, Mama.
All right, so
Let's
1-1. Ireland
be
and
more
Sedano
aggressive.
Tied.
All right, so number three. He's a director whose wife is often a star in his movies. He's
Momo. Woody Allen.
No. He's yeah. known for his gothic fantasy style.
Sedano.
Sedano.
Tim Burton.
Tim Burton is the right Damn. Answer.
Boom. Wow, who's his nice wife?
Thing. His wife is Helena Bonham Carter.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right,
Once Sedano? You said gothic, I knew exactly where yeah. you were going.
Sedano's well, yeah. got the lead.
I was going to say he's directed such films as Beetlejuice, Edward Scissorhands, and the no. first
well,
two Batmans.
That would have definitely given it away.
Ireland just for
in
Sedano
there.
With yeah. the one true Batman, Michael Keaton.
Oh, and he also did The Nightmare Before Christmas.
He did do The Nightmare Before
yeah.
Christmas. Yep. All right, number four. This German model is one of the most famous models in
Ireland.
Ireland.
Giselle Bundchen.
No.
Momo.
She's Brazilian.
Momo. Uma Thurman.
No. Uma Thurman.
Keep going, Bergman.
Okay. All right, number.
Jorge, you alive over there?
No, wait. Keep giving
yeah, so
clues.
So this German model is one of the most famous models in history. She was in Zoolander as herself. She was engaged to David Copperfield.
Oh, I got it. Sedano.
Married. Sedano.
Claudia Schiffer.
Claudia Schiffer is the right
okay.
answer.
Sedano
she was also in Love, Actually.
Yep, she yep. was yep. at the end.
Well, the Copperfield definitely gave. There was a lot of models in Zoolander.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know. that's supposed to make it that way. Number five. He is an Israeli-American musician. His stage name is The Demon.
Sedano.
Sedano.
Gene Simmons.
Gene Simmons is oh, right. Sedano.
Let's go. Let's go.
Wow.
I did not know that.
I was a KISS fan, too, and I didn't know any of that. Wow. I didn't know Demon. I didn't know Israeli.
Well, I didn't know Israeli, but I knew.
Yeah, he's
knew
Israeli. Demon. You didn't know he was Jewish?
I did.
Yeah. All right. I love them because he's Jewish.
I usually know all the Jews. I'm like, I'm Jewish. This is like something.
I normally know all the Jews. Make that into a clip.
I normally know all of them. Right.
It's
by
the
my
way,
tribe.
It's over. Sedano has won it because there's wow. only two left, and he's up 4-1.
All right, I'll just kick
and this
back
is worth,
and you guys
this is worth two, by the way, Sedano.
Yeah. Oh, whoa. Ramona and Hort and Briones
the
are
the only one
scoreless.
I even knew has been
you
the Sean Connery one.
You guys are both about
yeah,
to take.
God.
Yeah, you guys are both about to take the Curtis. Let's play the last
right,
two.
The last
just for
two.
Let's go. Right. Come on, Jorge.
All right, so number
for
six.
For pride now.
He is a free agent baseball player right now that's best known for his power.
Momo. Yasiel Puig.
No. he played for the D-backs, Braves, Padres, Tigers, Angels, and Mariners in his long career. He has a brother that also played in the majors named BJ.
Oh, I know
Ireland.
It. I know it.
Ireland.
Justin Upton. Yeah.
Justin Upton
oh,
is the right answer.
Yeah.
Nice job.
All right,
nice
so this
job.
Is right. the last one?
The last one, and then I have the tiebreaker just
okay.
for fun. So this is number seven. She is a very famous cook that has some TV shows of her own. She is the spokeswoman for Nabisco Crackers and Dunkin' Donuts Coffee, among some other things. One of her Food Network shows is called 30-Minute Meals. Ireland.
Giada De Laurentiis.
No.
Okay.
30-Minute Meals, and she has another lifestyle show that is just her name.
Oh, I know who it is.
Rachel Ray?
Rachel Ray is the right
answer. Oh, man. Sedano, that was a dominating performance.
Yeah, it really was.
And do you have any this month? You don't. But just by winning that, you have two.
Boom.
And Bergman has the lead with four. So you're
wearing
my chain.
Do I have more than
Mason? Oh, yeah. Mason has zero.
All right.
Yeah, Mason has zero. So you're actually, you just vaulted into third place. Mm. That was very impressive.
Wow,
George.
Nicely done, George.
All right, what is... What is the tiebreaker?
The tiebreaker is
what
so
was
the,
it? Yeah.
Yeah. So let's get rid of just get rid of Sean Connery because he's not living. So all of the living people that I just named, what is the age of their number combined?
Oh gosh, this is ridiculous.
Closest without going over. All of their ages combined, closest without
how many,
going over.
There were six.
Many,
there were seven questions.
People,
there were six.
So just choose. Yeah, there's six people.
All right, so six of them. Let's say they all average
so,
60
John,
years in age. 360.
Okay, Momo.
I will say close without going over.
Yeah.
290.
$1. $1.
$300 is the closest.
Yeah.
313. That was a really good guess, yeah. Brianna.
I was thinking I would go lower, but okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that, and that was it.
Yeah.
That was the
all right. Hey, Sedano, how was the remote yesterday?
It was fun. The community was there. They were very passionate. Greg was there. You saw the people were very excited to be there.
Did Cappy behave himself?
I mean, whatever, sort of.
Hey, did he? He didn't break up with Rachel, did he?
No.
Because there's a promo running where he talks about changing his Facebook status to single.
Well, you know that he's not very technically savvy, as we all know around here. So we were talking about, we got into the conversation about relationships. Mm-hmm. And maybe we were talking about Tom Brady and the whole vacation thing or whatever. We were speculating at that time. About his relationship status. And I said, Cappy, you're actually the only one on this show on Facebook. Like, do you have a relationship status or is it quote unquote complicated? And he's like, what are you talking about? He had no idea what I was referring to. So we were explaining to him the different options on Facebook. And then he went on there. And then Chris said, you should do an open relationship. And then we started laughing and whatever.
Okay. And then that was the beginning of that. Hey, speaking of Tom Brady, you know, there was this rumor, George, that sounded like somebody just made it up.
Oh, the Masked Singer.
Yeah. Now, did you hear this? This leaked.
Ken Jeong.
Yeah, Ken Jeong. This leaked earlier last night. And tell me if this is something or nothing. Here we go.
I don't know. This is screaming out like a football legend. Someone who's won two Super Bowl rings. Someone like Peyton Manning, who has football in his DNA. Father Archie Manning, Super Bowl. He's friends with Shaq. And if you look at his face, it kind of looks like Peyton Manning. So I think I'm right.
Can I get a no Ken on three? One, two, three.
No Ken.
Let me finish. Or I think this could be the greatest of all time. He just got fined for not showing up to training camp because he is here on The Masked Singer. This is seven time Super Bowl winner Tom Brady. Tom,
welcome
to The Masked Singer.
All right, so then the clip just kind of dies, Sedano. Do you think it's something or nothing?
I think they're just playing off the rumor that was out there. If let me tell you something, and I know Cappy's here now, I believe, because I heard him yell Love Boat. But if he, if for all the love that he gives Tom Brady, his boyfriend, as I like to call him, he loves to rip guys who don't play, okay? So if Tom Brady didn't take part in training camp for The Masked Singer, there's no way he can defend him for that. Like, I feel like even he has to turn on him a little bit.
All right, let's get some super crosstalk going. All right, and we welcome to the show Scott Kaplan. Cap, now, I'm surprised to hear that you did not know about status on Facebook, that you can either be in a relationship, single, it's complicated, what have you. You realize that if you follow what you said in the promo, and you put yourself out there as single or it's complicated, that it would be very offensive to Rachel. Do you not?
Cap?
Do we lose Cap again?
We might have.
Yeah, well, we've got some issues here today.
Yeah. Hey, Sedano, did you hear this earlier when we were talking about who we would choose from ESPN LA to be our amazing race partner?
I did not, but the community was talking about the disrespect I was getting other than from you.
Well, here's the thing. This is what we gave everybody one pick. Okay. Right, to go on the amazing race. We said, you're in, and you get to pick your partner. And the only rule is you have to, the partner has to be affiliated in some way with ESPN LA.
Yeah.
So Ramona took you. She said that she thinks she'd win. Bergman took Briones. I, George, took Kirk Morrison, which I think would make me a heavy favorite.
Yeah,
would it not?
Yeah, I would think it'd be a pretty good one.
I mean,
I'm very competitive, though.
Yeah, George is competitive. He's also a really good traveler.
Yeah.
Like, you know the ins and outs of, like, every airport. You're really good at that.
I do, and I also have a great sense of direction.
Oh, and you speak Spanish.
I do.
That's a plus. Si.
Yo también.
All the way?
Un poquito.
Un poquito.
Yeah. Un poco. Yeah.
Sí. Ay, caramba.
Ay, caramba.
I mean,
you can't say yo quiero Taco Bell, John. That's not going to get you very far.
No, the only thing I know is the beginning of chapter 5 of the ALM Spanish book, but I just say it really fast and people are convinced that I can speak Spanish. Ay, caramba, cuando arreglo mi cuarto no encuentro nada. Mamá, tía Luisa, ¿cómo gritas? Yo no estamos sordas. ¿Dónde está?
There you go. Not bad.
That sounded pretty good.
I just know those two sentences and that's it. Now do we have Cap?
I bought it.
Now you sound.
he's got this sound. Jimmy Hart megaphone that one of the members of the community gave him. Casper Villa. Casper Villa.
It sounds like he's on the Love Boat. Like
that's right.
Below deck on the Love Boat.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are pulling into our dock now. Be prepared. Make sure you have your life vests on.
By the way, Cap, if I gave you your choice of roles on the Love Boat, you can be Captain Steubing, you can be Doc, you can be Isaac, you can be Gopher, you can be Julie McCoy, cruise director. What are you going with?
I'd probably go with Captain McCoy, you know, because I want to host the big dinner on Saturday night. You know what I mean? I want to host
you're
black
missing
tie.
An opportunity here. I'm Isaac with the finger guns.
Oh, the
Yeah,
I mean,
John.
That's the obvious. That's the obvious one, right?
We should have the cameras on for that. Right. Y'all missed it.
Now, so but Cap, what I was saying earlier was if you represent yourself on Facebook as either it's complicated or available,
right?
It's very offensive to Rachel. Do you not understand that aspect of this?
It's complicated or available. Well, available wasn't the one that we were thinking of. Being in an open relationship was the one that Morales wanted me to use.
Right. Well, how do you think Rachel would feel about that?
I don't know. Would she really know that I did it? I mean, would she really see
is
it?
Is she on Facebook?
Does she never go on Facebook?
She does.
Dude, this is the same woman that has a tracker on your phone. Right. And and when you did that and you took it off, we bet you, we urged you to take it off that she could track you. Right. Within 20 minutes, she texted you asking you why you took it off.
That's true.
Yeah, I think that would be a mistake that you would have to come back from.
So you don't think I should change my relationship status? Because right now,
not unless you want to break up.
No, I don't want to break up.
Yeah, okay.
I don't want to break up.
Well, she's also your accountant. So
She's as I've explained to George many times, she brings so much more to the table than I do.
No question.
So if somebody's going to break up with somebody, it's going to be her dumping me.
Yes.
Oh, okay, wait a minute. Really? All right.
Yeah.
Patrick Beverly on line one. Hold on.
Really? No way.
Weak ass Clippers. Beat they ass.
Oh.
Out of here.
All right, that's the big news of the day. Patrick Beverly to the Lakers. Ramona's not crazy about this trade, Sedano. I like it a lot because the worst thing about the Lakers last year was their lack of defense. They just didn't play any, and this guy makes the defense better, so I'm okay with this trade. What do you think?
I like it in a vacuum, okay? Like, if you're telling me that it's, I mean, I like the addition of Patrick Beverly. I agree with you. He helps them. He's one of the top two defenders in the sport last year based on field goal percentage against. And I've always been a huge fan. He did also slap me on the butt one time on national television.
Excellent.
There's that.
Yeah.
There's other things I think are positive here. He is an expiring contract, which means that there is, it helps the salary cap for next offseason. However, though, John, it's not all rosy, okay? Because it does, to me, it highlights the mistake the Lakers made with Alex Caruso, and it feels like they're playing catch up a little bit.
Maybe, but they're better than they were yesterday, which is what I like.
That's
about
fair,
it.
But I still think it goes to show you that the front office still is learning on the fly, in my opinion.
Some of this, I think, is also, George, on the way Frank Vogel used THT the last 2 years. So he's a good young player, as John and you pointed out. He needs the ball in his hands, and when it's hard to do that when you have LeBron on your team. That is all true.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of times where LeBron wasn't out there. When he wasn't playing or when he was hurt. And I think that should have been a priority for the Lakers to develop him as fast as possible. Because if you're going to have a young guy on your team and sign him to a contract the level that they signed him to,
yeah,
got to try to get something out of him. And they just kind of didn't do much with him. That, to me, is not on the front office. The coaching staff.
Well, the problem with that cap is I've been around. I've covered every one of Talen Horton.
Well, but no, the front office to me is the Alex Caruso thing. You should have never let him walk is my point.
Right. My interpretation of that was it might have been a clutch thing. That they had to either pay Kendrick Nunn or Alex Caruso. And isn't Kendrick Nunn a clutch guy?
I don't think so. Kendrick is not.
He's not. Okay.
No, Kendrick is.
Kendrick is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I think
that. But I don't believe that it was a one or the other situation.
I think it was Talen or Caruso.
Correct.
Yeah, either one.
Either one. So I mean, I think it was more Talen or Caruso. And I think they looked at it and said, and by the way, they were not the only ones who thought that Alex Caruso may have looked better than he was playing alongside LeBron. Like, LeBron has made a lot of guys a lot of money. It turned out they were wrong, right? Alex Caruso was pretty good, and he was pretty good in Chicago last year when he was healthy. But, you know, like, there's the LeBron's past is littered with names like this, Matthew Dellavedova.
Right, guys, right? He got paid. Thompson, J.R. Smith,
yeah,
all those
a
dudes.
Lot of guys. So there were, and I know at least a couple other teams that thought the same thing. Like, they weren't sure they should go get Caruso because is this just a LeBron effect with him? Whereas you looked at Talen and he has a lot of talent. Like, he looks like a guy that you could really develop into a great player in this league. He still might be. He's 21.
He's very young.
Cap, what do you think? Significant improvement bringing in Patrick Beverley or not
so
much?
I mean, not really. But I think that ultimately 2 years ago, we all looked at Talen Horton Tucker and said he's too young. And we don't know enough about him yet.
Right.
So nobody wanted to trade him back then. And then after last season, I think everybody looked at him and went, you know, he's a guy. He's not special per se. And maybe he will be because he is so young, like you guys are saying. But I do think the thing that Patrick Beverley brings, because, and by the way, nobody's talked about how old he is.
34.
Which, you know, last year we were all talking about, well, gosh, these guys are really kind of older guys. And then George was saying, yeah, but older guys are what wins in the NBA. And then
generally,
by the middle of the season, everybody was talking about them being a bunch of old geezers. So they got older again. But I do think the one thing they get from Beverly is attitude. And obviously, you guys are talking about defense. But a guy who in the locker room.
Yeah, that matters.
That, to me, is where he is probably most important.
Okay, so, Cap, this is what, and I think this addresses what, the point you just made. This is what Beverly said back in May when he was at ESPN, and this should be very encouraging if you're a Laker fan.
If I was a free agent and I played for the Lakers, I'm going to the playoffs, I'm going to the West Conference Finals.
So you believe if you were a member of the Lakers, they'd go to the Western Conference Finals? As presently constructed, or with the team as presently constructed, or would somebody have to go?
No, nobody goes. Exact same team. Western Conference Finals. Because they have no one who's in no discredit to LeBron James, but he's doing so much. Who's the leader?
Right.
They had success because there was a leader there. Rondo was there at the time. He was the leader. Who's the leader? Who's telling LeBron, hey, LeBron, you got to be low man, bro. That ain't your help out. You got to X out. No one's telling them that. Mm. Not on a consistent basis.
Right. And Patrick Beverley's going to tell them that?
I'm going to tell everyone that.
Okay.
Because I want to win. Because it's not about me scoring 20. It's not about me having 15 dimes. I want to win. I want to beat everyone I play.
So there it is, Cap. Exactly what you were talking about.
And that, to me, when you ask the question, are they better today, I think they're better for that reason, because they've brought in a veteran player who's not going to just suck up to everybody. And he mentions the name Rondo. To me, that's the comp here. You know, I'm not sure if it's exactly a comp in terms of their game, but in terms of their attitude, to me, that's the comp in the locker room.
Well, we can hope. I, George, do you think they're done?
No.
You think there's more moves coming?
Yeah, I think so. I think that they're going to be, and Ramona, you would know way more than I would. I feel like Patrick Beverley, speaking of Patrick Beverley, we talked about this the other day, and Carmelo Anthony made some snide comments on social media about the KD thing being resolved, and now other guys can sign, and there can be other moves to be made. And I think you're going to start seeing more movement in the marketplace, and I think that the Lakers can get in potentially on some of these other moves. Maybe not getting the main pieces involved, like in like a Donovan Mitchell deal, but perhaps getting some of the other moving parts that could be going somewhere in a deal like that.
The other thing that we are not talking about enough is there is a young player who is coming into the NBA in next year's draft, and he's French, and I'm going to mangle his name if I try to say it. Okay, Wembanyama, is it? What is it, George? You know how to say it?
Oh, hold on. Just give me a second. I have to find.
Is that
him.
Paulie? It's, Paulie no, it's Vu Victor Francais.
Victor Wembanyama.
Victor Wembanyama.
Wembanyama.
We all different really guy. Need to learn how to say this guy's name.
He's awesome.
He's awesome, and he's going to be like the next Giannis. I mean, that's how I hear scouts talk about him already.
Yes. Yeah.
And there's two or three teams that are in the Victor.
He's the French freak.
Yeah. He's they're in that. They're in that competition already. Okay. Yeah. The Spurs.
Oh, Pacers.
The Pacers.
Yeah.
And the Jazz.
Yeah.
And probably Oklahoma City now that Chet Holmgren is out for the year.
Yeah.
So there's already like four teams that are in the running for the number one pick next year.
Yeah.
And a couple of those teams still have a lot of deconstruction to do yet.
Mm-hmm.
So the Spurs can still be torn down a little further. The Pacers, the Jazz, like there's still some really good players on a lot of those teams that will either be jettisoned or sat down. And
oh yeah,
the question is like, who gets them, right?
When right.
You know, will they go to the Lakers, the Nets, the Clippers, the teams that I are mean, trying
Boyan
to win?
Boyan Bogdanovic is going to get moved, and he's a good player. The Lakers could use a guy like him. You know, he could play like small ball four for you. You know what I mean? Like yeah, like it makes sense.
Hey, I have a question. What did I miss earlier today that's all over my Twitter timeline about The Amazing Race?
Okay, so Rex Ryan is going on The Amazing Race with one of his golf buddies, and they're going to try and win it, the two
really?
Of them. Uh-huh. So we set up a, you know, theoretical Amazing Race where, Cap, you're in the race, and you get to pick your partner, but the partner has to be somehow connected to ESPN LA.
And no one picked you, Cappy.
Really?
Not yet, Cap.
Yeah.
But Cap, you get to pick whoever you want. So who would you take?
So I don't get to know who picked who already?
Okay, so I picked Sedano.
I picked Kirk Morrison, and Bergman picked Briones.
And Briones picked Bergman, because that's just the way they do it.
We're Shrek and Donkey.
Two peas in a pot.
All right, but Cap, you can take one of those people, or you can take someone that hasn't been taken, whatever you want to do.
So I can take anybody from the radio station with me.
Correct.
On The Amazing Race.
Correct. Yeah. Anyone connected with the radio station in any way?
Ooh, this is a very good question. Did you guys
I
all
feel like
have
you and Mason
answers?
Deserve to be together, and you could be the team that everybody looks at and just laughs.
Yeah, I think you and Mason together would be interesting.
Good TV. You'd be on.
It would
be
great
TV.
I guarantee you, Mace would get hurt in the first 2 days.
Big ratings, Cappy. Big ratings with you and Mace.
Yeah, the thing is that I'm trying to go for the win. I'm like Patrick Beverly. You know what I mean? I just want to win. I don't need to drop 20 dimes. I just want to win. So I don't know who I want to take.
You could take MJD?
No, I don't have enough of a relationship with him. I mean, I feel like I need to know somebody pretty well.
Okay.
Okay. No one's taking Sliwa?
Trav.
Oh, you and Slee go way back.
That's true. Slee was on my radar.
Yeah.
He's on my radar.
You could do Lindsay. You could, I mean, there's...
Oh, Hungarian Heat.
Nah, I don't think she and I could get along for that amount of time.
That's definitely true.
Jeez.
Yeah. That's fair. Yeah.
All right, well, give us a name, Cap. You got to pick somebody.
But she is a you know, she travels a lot. She could help
does.
You in
that She does. And Ramona, you immediately took Sedano.
Wait, Sedano, who would you take?
I'd take Momo. That was actually,
we get along. Like, we're pretty good friends, and we travel a lot.
We're good friends outside of work. And I think the travel portion of the show is almost underrated. Like, you need to know how to do all that stuff.
Yeah, so,
I'm in pretty good shape. I mean, I did just have a second kid, but I'm getting back in shape.
So,
and
of course,
she pitched a softball game after just having a second kid.
In The Amazing Race.
Mentally tough.
I would get to fly private and go into the back of the hotel with a room key, right?
No.
Oh. I might not be very good at
this. I don't think you even want to be on this.
Yeah, John hasn't had like actual. I mean, you went to Idaho. How weird was it to actually have to go through like the airport?
Didn't like it.
Right, like honestly, I said you or Sedano would be my choices because of the amount you travel, and I think we would get along too.
Sedano
but
earns,
you're used to private travel.
Yeah,
no way.
Sedano earns his travel.
Yeah.
I don't get miles for a very good reason. I'm basically escorted everywhere I go.
Well, you know, it's funny. I had this conversation with Trudeau. I think it was a couple years ago. He took, you know, he still has family in Buffalo, so he took the kids and Annie and them to Buffalo to see his family, and he was like dying because he's so used to.
He had to wait in a normal security line. Yeah.
Trudeau would be a good person on The Amazing Race.
Trudeau would be good.
But he has the same problem you do. You're used to private travel. You'd get too frustrated.
Yeah.
But Trudeau also ultra competitive.
Yes,
though.
Very.
Like. So, and a former Division I athlete. So, like, you know, like, I feel like he'd be in, Like, if we went, like, threes, I'd definitely add him to our team, Momo.
Yeah, I think he would be an asset.
You know, I'm really trying to decide right now. I've got Sliwa on my radar.
Yeah.
I've actually got Bergie on my radar as well.
Yeah, but
Travis?
Travis, no. I don't have Travis on my radar much right now.
Kirk, you know Kirk a long time, too?
I do. But, you know, I honestly think I come back to where you guys started. I think I'm going to take Mason.
Yeah, you should. Either Mason or Morales would provide the most entertainment.
Yeah.
Right, but I feel like Mason can be sort of the brains of the operation, and I can be kind of the brawn of the operation.
Woof.
You know?
Well, if you're counting on Mason to be the brains of anything, he can't remember what he had for lunch yesterday. He just posted a picture of himself naked in a river.
No way.
Is he saying it again?
Yeah.
Another one.
Wait, I got to see this. Hold on. Don't go anywhere.
Yeah. George, what is his obsession with a need to post naked pictures of himself?
Is this on Instagram or is this on Twitter?
Both. No, not Twitter, really? I think.
Yeah, it's on Instagram.
Facebook and Instagram.
Oh, really? He does.
I'll tell you what. While you guys are looking those up, I'll hand it off to you.
I found it. Again. He recreated. Wow, this one's actually even more risque than the one he did a couple years ago.
You can almost see some reflection in this one.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
You can almost see something.
All right. Yeah. Super Crosstalk brought to you by Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all season long. Sedano and Cap coming up next, ESPN LA.